Well, good evening, everyone. It's so good to see so many of you here this evening. Although it is raining outside and it's extremely cold, I just want to say well done to each and every one of you for coming out this evening to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you are here for the first time or you're just a visitor here at the church, we want to extend a warm welcome. It's so good to have you, and we pray that you will be blessed today by this presentation. And tonight really has one item on the agenda, and that is to present the full truth of the Christmas story. That's all we've come to do this evening. Through song worship, through those carols of old, and then through the presentation of God's holy word, we want to present the full meaning and the true meaning of Christmas. And Christmas is all about Jesus. Amen. So we pray that you will be blessed today. You'll be well familiar with some of those carols that we'll be singing this evening. And a little later, we're going to be sharing a short drama and presentation. And the title of it is called Don't Miss Christmas. And originally, we've been working on this for some weeks now, myself and my fiance Anna, and she was supposed to be taking part in this as Mary, but unfortunately, she has come down with the flu, and she was unable to be here this evening. So I've had to make some adaptations to it, but I pray that you'll be blessed nonetheless by the message. Before we go any further, I'm going to invite Adrian to come, and he's going to make an announcement concerning health and safety, and then transition into lighting the candles.
Yes. Good evening. Welcome to City Hall Baptist Church. Because we are obviously having lighted candles tonight, just in case anything goes wrong, hasn't ever in the past, but we just have to be prepared. If you hear the fire alarm go, the exit is straight down the church and then out through the doors or the side door if you need disabled access that way. There shouldn't be any need to go through either of the doors there, so just head that way. We're not planning any emergency fire drills, so if it goes off, it'll be for real. If it does go off, there will be various people around the church with yellow high vises on. If they tell you to go a certain way because of something, just listen to them, follow their instructions. That's the health and safety bit over. Right. But I can't do it again. Right, okay. Lighting candles. When we light candles, the person with the lit candle keeps theirs upright, and the person with the unlit candle puts theirs sideways so it lights off of it and then puts it straight up as well. And then the next person could do the same. So, because what we'll do is we'll come around the church and someone will come round upstairs to the end of a row and then light a candle one end and then that next person can light off of them. So we'll get round fairly quickly, and once we've got everything lit, lights will go out and away we go.
Thank you.
So basically, just to demonstrate, this candle's upright, so you put your candle that way. Once it lights, you put it that way, and then the next person comes and puts it that way. Okay. So if we can I volunteer?
Thank you.
Wow, that looks beautiful. Your candles that you're holding representing the light that has come into the darkness. The light that is Jesus Christ, who came to illuminate the darkness, to bring hope, to bring joy, and to bring comfort into this world. And this evening, may the light of the good news bring joy and peace and comfort to you and your family this Christmas. Amen. Amen. This evening, the service has been coordinated into four sections, and all of the carols and all of the songs and all of the Bible readings have been positioned into four main areas, all depicting the Christmas story. And part one of our service this evening is entitled The Foretelling of Jesus Christ. The foretelling, the announcement, and the prophecies concerning his birth. And the first passage that we see in the Old Testament that speaks of the birth of Jesus, perhaps one of the most familiar passages, is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9, and I'm going to read verse 6. And it reads like this: "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace." Amen. Amen. Here is a scripture verse. Hundreds of years before Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Isaiah, the Old Testament prophet, received this revelation from God that one day in the fullness of time, a child would be born into this world, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Amen. Our choir are going to bless us again this evening, and their song is entitled The Coming of the King.
How do you hear the angel voice?
the coming of the King. Let us just pause for a word of prayer. Father, we thank you so much for the great hope and the great expectation that we have through the Christmas message. Thank you that just like Isaiah, that over 700 years before Jesus was born into this world, that we too can have such hope and expectation of the great things to come through your good news. We pray this evening that as we sing these carols of old, as we reflect on the words, Lord, as we hear from your word, we pray that you would minister to each and every one of us here this evening. Lord, we may have come broken inside. We may have come with many challenges in our lives. But thank you that you are the great God who came into this world to seek and to save the lost and to bring light even in the darkness. And that very same light is available for each of us here this evening. That light is available for this community, for this nation, and even for the entire world. That for anyone that would hearken to the voice of the Lord, for anyone that would open their hearts to receive from Jesus Christ, then they will never be dissuaded from him, but they will be welcomed with open arms. And we pray that this evening we would open our hearts to you, for you to bless and to receive us into your presence. So come now and have your way. Lead and guide us through your Holy Spirit. We'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, the honor and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 As we continue now in this section of the foretelling of Jesus Christ, we're going to return to song once more. We're going to have two carols back to back. And the first one is, O come, Emmanuel, followed by Hark, now hear the angels sing. Hark, the herald angels sing. Get it right. Amen. And after we sing these carols, we're going to have another reading from, this time from the New Testament, from Luke chapter 1. It's going to be read by Beverly Sills.
Thank you. Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 26. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her.
Amen. Thank you, Beverly. So we have heard from Isaiah, the foretelling of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. And now we are seeing the revelation of that prophecy, of that foretelling, now being revealed to this young virgin Mary. We're seeing now the full picture of Christmas come into fruition. So as we transition now to part number two, the birth of Jesus Christ, we're now going to have our choir once more. They are going to minister in song, and the song is Away in a Manger. And after they sing, we're going to have another reading from Richard Sills.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph went up to the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests."
Amen. Jesus Christ born in such humble circumstances, in a lowly manger, our light of the world, he came in such humble circumstances. And that lets us know that he can connect with each and every one of us. He didn't come just to be served, but he came to serve. He came to us because he wanted to have fellowship with us. He did not think it robbery, although he was equal with God, but he made of himself of no reputation, and he came down into this world to be our Savior and to be our guide. Let us just pause for a moment and just to reflect on that humble sacrifice, selfless love that he came to serve. As we continue to reflect on his birth, born in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn, we're going to sing one of those great carols now, Silent Night, Holy Night. Fine voice this evening. Have you been blessed so far by the choir? They are doing a tremendous job giving glory to God, and they're going to sing once more for us. The carol is O Holy Night. Thank you. birth of Jesus not only did it have such a tremendous impact on the lives of Mary and Joseph, but it also made a tremendous impact on two sets of people in the Bible. And we're now going to hear a reading from the New Testament about a group of shepherds, and that's going to be read by Adrian.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angels had given him before he was conceived.
When the shepherds heard the message, their response was to give praise and worship to God. I wonder what our response will be this Christmas. When we hear the Christmas story, and yes, we hear it year after year, but I wonder what our response will be. Like the shepherds, will our desire be to give praise in recognition of all that God has done through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior? Well, there's only one carol we could sing after hearing about the shepherds. That is, "While shepherds watch their flocks by night." Let us stand and sing together if you're able. "While shepherds watched their flocks by night." Please do take your seats. We are now going to transition into part 4 of the Christmas story, And now we're going to be introduced to the wise men, Magi from the East. Now, contrary to popular opinion and to tradition, often we see those nativity scenes with the birth of Jesus and Mary and Joseph. Then we see the shepherds, and then we also see the wise men bringing gifts to the baby Jesus. But biblically, the wise men were not actually present at the birth of Jesus. And we're going to hear about their involvement now from one of our young people in the church. Louisa Cowan is going to come and read about the wise men.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened up their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Thank you, Louisa. And again, we see the response from humanity. First from the shepherds, their response was to offer praise to Jesus. And then now the wise men, these wise men from the east, their response, when they finally were able to see Jesus, they bowed down and they worshipped him. And they brought gifts to him. And I pray that this Christmas, again in like manner, that we would seek to worship the one true God who came in the fullness of time through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He invites you this Christmas to have a relationship with him, to get to know him. He would want nothing better than to get to know you this Christmas. Will you worship him? Amen. We're now going to return to a great carol, "We Three Kings of Orient Are." And then we're going to be blessed in song by another one of our young adults in the church. Dani Osamba is going to come, and she has composed a song. She's actually penned a song, and she is going to sing that for us after we sing "We Three Kings." Amen.
Oh, baby who is lying in a stall. Come and see how the animals crowd round in curiosity. In him God has come to earth, in humanity he is clothed. He is the Lord of all. Come and see the hills on which the shepherds keep their watch. Suddenly, the sky is emblazoned with glory as God brings good news to the lowly, the meek, and the poor. He is Lord of all, Lord of all. Come and bow in awe of his majesty. Even kings bring him gifts and glorify his name. For this baby who was born will go on to save the world. He is Lord of all, Lord of all. My soul, praise him, oh my soul. Oh, and I will come and bow my knee as I bask in your light. I'm surrounded by your light, and I will come and bow my knee as I bask in your light. I'm surrounded by your love. Come and see the baby lying sleeping in a stall. He has come to reach out to the lost, to seek and save. He is asking you for nothing, only to believe and be free. He is Lord of all, Lord of all. Come and see, come and see, come and see.
Oh, football's on. Wait. Oh, wait. Oh, wait. Oh, no. 2-1 down. Come on, England. Come on. Come on. Penalty. Penalty. Yes. Harry Kane. Yes. Come on, please. Please. Come on, Harry Kane. Come on. Come on. Oh, no. No, he's missed. No. Oh, no. I can't believe it. He's blown it. Oh, dear. Oh. Hello? Yes, Mary. What's the problem now? Yeah, I'm watching football. Yeah? Wait, whoa, 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 whoa. Slow down, slow down. What? That don't make sense. Do you think I was born yesterday? Have you been drinking? No, I don't believe it. You think I'm stupid. You've been seeing someone else. Yeah, that's what it is. And you think you can cop me that foolishness. That's it, we're done. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
And her husband, Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son. And he called his name Jesus.
Friends, as you was just able to see, I nearly missed out on Christmas because I was struggling. I was struggling to really comprehend what Mary was saying. I was struggling to really take in what she was saying. But the reality, church and friends, is that all of us at times in our lives, we struggle and we really struggle to come to terms because the challenges in our lives can take us off course and it can really make us miss out on all that God is saying to us. God has a clear plan for this world. God has a clear vision for each and every one of us here this evening. But sometimes we take our eyes off God. We take our eyes off Jesus and we focus on what's in our view. The present day circumstances and the challenges in our lives. And when we do that, then friends, just like I was struggling as Joseph to receive what God was saying to us, then we too can miss out on all that God has in store for us. And I want to leave with you this evening three brief reasons. And two reasons why I nearly missed out on Christmas. And then one reason why I was able to finally comprehend and receive all that God had in store for me. And the first reason why I nearly missed out on Christmas is because the story of Christmas, it didn't make any sense. How could the woman that I was about to marry, the one that I had been betrothed to, in our modern day we would say engaged to be married. But when you research Jewish culture and Jewish history in Bible times, Mary and Joseph, although they had not yet consummated the marriage, they were still considered in that day to be married. They had just not yet completely fulfilled and completed the marriage as of yet. But although I had this woman in my life whom I loved, whom I had made a commitment to marry, she came to me with this news that she was now pregnant with a child, and this child would be a special child. This child was not the result of Mary going with another man behind my back, but this child was born because the Holy Spirit of God had overshadowed her womb. This baby was not the connection of a human man and a human woman coming together, but this baby would be born into the world because of a divine miracle. A miracle from God that the Holy Spirit would overshadow the womb of a virgin who knew no man. And this baby would be born into the world. But on paper, I have to admit, I struggled to make any sense of it. And the reality is that many people today struggle to believe in the Christmas message. So many will go to nativity plays. They will enjoy the story of Jesus being born. They will take their children to go and see the nativity. They will say, well done for taking part. But in a real sense, they don't truly believe in the content of the story. It's just like a nice storybook. Something lovely that you can tell the children. But in a real sense, you don't fully embrace what it's saying. So I struggled, I really did. And because I struggled, secondly, I nearly missed out on Christmas because I allowed my emotions to get the better of me. I was emotional about this. So I decided that I was going to put Mary away. I was going to terminate this agreement. I was going to put an end to this arrangement. I no longer wanted to go through with the marriage. I was finished. I was done with Mary. And how many people this Christmas will be uttering those same words? Maybe it's been a turbulent year for some who are married. And around this country, some may be signing divorce papers as we speak, saying, I'm not going to spend another Christmas with you. I'm tired. I'm through. I'm finished. The emotions can get the better of the best of us. And sometimes we go through things in our lives that our emotions can speak and they can even act for us. And we can make decisions out of our emotions that are contrary to the will and the plan of God. Sometimes we can become angry. Sometimes we can take our anger out in frustration because our emotions get the better of us. But church, although my emotions got the better of me, I wanted to put Mary away, but I was able to have some sense of equilibrium. I decided I didn't want to disgrace Mary. I didn't want to publicly make an example of her. Because according to the custom of the day, if it was noised abroad that Mary had committed adultery, then it would have been a serious problem for Mary. So I decided, because I love her, that I wasn't going to make it publicly. I was just going to put her away privately and just go on about my business. But as you saw on the little movie clip, thank God that the Lord gave me a dream. I was in my emotions. I wanted to put Mary away. But then I went to sleep. And that's good news for someone here this evening. Maybe the Lord is saying, stop worrying, stop stressing. Just go to sleep. You can't solve it all tonight. Just go to sleep. When are we going to let go and let God have his way? And sometimes we can be fussing and fighting and worrying and stressing. And the Lord is saying, just go to sleep. Let me speak. Will you just be quiet for a moment? I know you're confused. I know you're angry. I know it doesn't make sense to your human mind. But please understand that my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. So go to sleep and have some peace so that I can allow you to see my divine revelation and picture of the vision of this baby that will be born. So as I went to sleep, the angel came to me in a dream and told me the truth about this baby. That no, Mary had not known another man. That no, she had not betrayed my trust. But yes, this baby Jesus that would be born into the world was indeed the Messiah, the Son of the Living God. God in flesh. We would write carols of him later on to say, Hail the Incarnate One. He will come into this world to be the light and the hope in this world. So yes, I was in my emotions, but the Lord gave me insight from an angel. The angel encouraged me not to put her away, for this is a holy child who will be born to be the savior of this world. Now, in closing, there may be someone here today who still is struggling to fully embrace the story of Christmas. It sounds like a nice story, but it really doesn't register deep down in your soul. I want to encourage you that you're not alone, because there are many who are still struggling to comprehend the plan of God and his salvation message. I was watching a few weeks ago an evangelist by the name of David Lynn, who came from the United States to Ireland, Northern Ireland, and he was preaching and sharing the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ in the streets. And there were some interesting responses from those whom he encountered. One response from the crowd was simply, I want to believe, but it's going to take a lot for me to believe. He said to David, I want to believe what you're saying. I really do. But it's going to really take a lot of persuasion for me to really receive what you are saying. Another response from the crowd was, so many bad things have happened in my life, and I struggle to believe that a God would allow these bad things to happen to me. How can you say that God is light, that God is love, but yet still I am struggling, yet still my wife has cancer, yet still I'm struggling to pay my bills? How can you say God is real, but I'm going through so much pain in my life? Another response was from a Muslim man And this Muslim man said to David, I can't believe in your Jesus, whom you claim is God, because how can you say that God, whom is Jesus, but yet still Jesus went to the bathroom? How can God go to the bathroom, he said. He said, yes, Jesus is a man, right? He was a man who lived on the earth. That means he would have had to go to the bathroom, right? So how can you say that a God went to the bathroom? I don't understand. I can't believe it. But I want to say to each and every one of those responses, and to any response here this evening, that you may be doubting the Christmas story. You may be doubting whether God is real or not. But all you have to do, friend, is look around you. Take a look at creation. Take a look at the earth, the moon, and the stars. All you have to do is go out and walk and look at the arrangement of this creation. Then my question to you is, how can you say there is no God? How can you say that this was just the result of a Big Bang theory? I believe that everything we see around us bears witness and proof to the existence of Almighty God. And the Almighty God, through his divine plan and revelation, as we have seen this evening from the Old Testament right down to the New, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, has presented to humanity a precious gift of salvation, that whoever man, woman, boy or girl would open their hearts to receive from Jesus Christ this Christmas, then you can know Jesus for yourself, of whom to know is life eternal. So if you are here today and you have not yet embraced the love of God through Jesus Christ, that he came to be the savior of the world, and through his death and through his burial and through his resurrection, that if you would confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you can be saved from the penalty of your sins, and you can have life and have life eternal. And you can lay hold of the great promise of our salvation, that one day the same baby that was born into this world in Bethlehem, the same Jesus who grew up to be 30 and 3 years of age, who died on the cross for our sins, and one day he is coming back for the world in which he created. And he's coming back for those who have placed their trust in him. I don't know what you are hoping for this Christmas. Maybe there's a child here, you are looking forward to that gift that you have desired in your heart to receive this Christmas. Maybe there's a man here, you're looking forward to receiving that gift, what I call a gift on repeat, links aftershave, and socks, and underwear. But we look forward to it nonetheless, don't we, men? We look forward to it. Maybe there's a lady here. You're looking forward to this Christmas, to spend time with your loved ones, spend time with your family and your friends. And all that is great. But I pray this Christmas that we would open our hearts to receive the good news of Jesus Christ. All you have to do is open your heart and trust him. Trust that he came into this world. Trust that everything that we have been singing about and reading about this evening is the gospel truth, and believe in your heart that that same Jesus went to Calvary to die on the cross. They buried him in Joseph's tomb, and on the third day he rose again with all power in his hands. Friends, that is the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection. So if you want to know him today for yourself, then you can receive the best Christmas present that you could ever receive. And that is the gift of salvation. I'm going to pray now. And if there's anyone here today that wants to know Jesus Christ, I want you to be bold and to put your hand up right now and to say, "Preacher, I want to know Jesus Christ. I want to know more about this Messiah. I want to know more about the one who came into this world to give life, to give hope, and to give light." Would there be one this evening that wants to know more about the Lord Jesus Christ? If you're here, please do raise your hand and we'll love to pray for you right now. Would there be one? Amen. Let's pray. Let's all pray. Father, we thank you for the true meaning of Christmas. And I pray this evening that we would not miss out on Christmas, that we would overcome the doubt that we have in our minds, that we would overcome the emotions and the things in this life that can take us off the full view of what you are calling and equipping us to be. I pray, Lord, that we would surrender all to you. I pray, Lord, that we would open our hearts to receive from you, because you have a great plan and a great destiny in store for your children. Thank you that the same hope that came into this world thousands of years ago is the same hope that is very much alive and well in this world even now. That for anyone that would open their hearts to receive from Jesus, then you would never disappoint them, but you would welcome them with open arms. So I pray now that for anyone under the sound of my voice that wants to know you more, that they will say, "Yes, Lord, come into my life, save me, forgive me of my sins, and allow me to experience the fullness of your salvation." In the name of Jesus, amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise God. We are going to return to one more carol this evening, one of my favorites. "Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King." Let us stand together if you're able and sing "Joy to the world."
Thank you.
on behalf of all of the members and friends and leadership here at Sittingbourne Baptist Church, we want to thank each and every one of you for coming this evening to our Carols by Candlelight service 2022. Yes. And I hope that you have enjoyed the service and that you have been blessed by this service this evening. Everything that we've shared today has been centered on Jesus Christ. We hope that it's not been about entertainment this evening, but we've tried to portray the full meaning and the picture of Christmas, and that Jesus Christ is the reason for this season. Nothing else really matters. It's all about Jesus. Amen. You are also warmly invited and welcome to join us next week for our Christmas Day service. We're having one service on Christmas Day, and that is 10:30 in the morning, just a short family service. And also I'd like to make an announcement to all of the parents. If you can allow your children to bring one present, because I'm going to get all the children to come up on the stage during the service, and they're going to open one of their Christmas presents right in front of us all in the church. So please do, if you want to take part, allow your children to bring a present next week. That will be great. For those of you who won't be with us next week, if you're traveling, we want to pray that you have a safe journey. And wherever you're spending Christmas Day, pray that you have a wonderful time and that you'll enjoy the Christmas season. And for everyone here, again, I close with these words, that Christmas is all about Jesus. If you didn't get anything else that I said today, I say it again, Christmas is about Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to close out with one more carol. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Now, we don't have any figgy pudding in the church lounge, but I do believe we have some mince pies on offer, so I believe we do. Oh, we do. Thank you, Bev. I was worried for a second there. We do have mince pies, so please do join us in the church lounge for refreshments, teas and coffees, and mince pies. Amen. I'm just going to say the benediction before we close. Father, we thank you again for all that has been said and all that we've heard this evening. And again, we want this season to be all about you. And may your light, may your love, may your grace, your mercy, may it reach every single one of us here this evening and all those both near and far. May they know and understand the gospel message and the full Christmas story of the birth of Jesus Christ. Now, until we meet again, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now, evermore. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. God bless you all.